Welcome to Maseches Bava Kama, Periches Mishnah Zayin, Chapter 8, Mishnah 7, the Mishnah begins. Afapishu noisenli, even if someone pays his friend all five things, nezek, tzar, ripui, shevis, and boishas, damage, pain, doctor bills, disability, and he even pays him for his embarrassment, enay nimchalo yachi evakashim menu. He does not get complete forgiveness until he asks the fellow for personal forgiveness. Shenamar, as we see in the Pasuk by Avram Avinu, the Pasuk says, Ve'atoha shev eshes ha'ish kinavihu v'yispalel badcha. We know the story where Sarah Imenu was kidnapped by Avimelech, and eventually Avimelech returns her. Yet Avimelech did not get fumachila, did not get forgiveness, until he went to Avram Avinu and said to him, please, daven on my behalf. So we see from here that a person has to go to the person that they hurt, and they need to ask them for forgiveness. And here it was even Avram Avinu that he went to, not just Sarah. How do we know that the fellow that has the power to forgive shouldn't be cruel and not forgive the person? Shenever, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayispal Avram el Elikim, Avram davened to Rabbeinu Shalom, Vayipra Elikim is Avimelech, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu healed Avimelech. Says the Mishnah further, Ha'omer, if someone says to his friend, Sameis Eini, blind my eye, Kitas Yadi, cut off my hand, Shivaris Ragli, break my leg, and his friend did that, Chayev, his friend is obligated to pay him for all five things, because we can assume that nobody would want to have a serious injury, really any injury, and not be compensated for it. Says the Mishnah more than that. Even if the fellow said to him, cut off my arm or break my leg, amanas liftar, on the condition that you won't have to pay, you'll be exempt from paying, chayev, nevertheless you have to pay, because it's not the norm for people to forgive or forgo on bodily harm, bodily injury. So probably the fellow didn't mean to say it in a serious way. However, says the Mishnah, if someone tells you, kras kesusi, tear my coat, shivar es kadi, break my jug, chayav, in that situation, and you do it, you're liable to pay. However, if he says the words, amanas liftar, on the condition that you'll be exempt from paying me, pater, in that situation, you're pater, because a person has the ability and the right to forgive somebody else and forgo on receiving payment. Mishnah concludes, asei chen leish pleini, let's say someone says to somebody else, do this, do the following thing to this person. And even if he says to him, I'll pay for it, chayav. Nevertheless, the fellow that does it is liable. Bein begufay, says the Mishnah, whether he does something to his body. So let's say one person tells another fellow, cut off that fellow's hand and I'll pay for it. Bein bimamoyne, or he tells him, go break that fellow's jug or something similar to that, tear his coat. In that situation, the mishaleach, the sender, does not have to pay, the shliach has to pay. The fellow that actually did it. Because we have a rule or concept that ein shlech advar avera. If someone appoints you to be an agent to do something that's an avera, that's a prohibition, it does not revert back to the fellow that sent you. As the Gemara says that divrei harav, divrei atalma, divrei mishoimin, if you can listen to the words of the master or the words of the student, who should you listen to? In other words, if you have to listen to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you listen to his disciple, which is the fellow that sent you, well, certainly, you shouldn't have listened to the disciple. Therefore, the halacha is that you would be liable. The shliach, the fellow that did it, would be liable and not the one that sent him. Nevertheless, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Chovel that nevertheless, if a person does this, the fellow that sent him to do it is a rasha. He's a wicked person. He's like somebody that's oivran lifnei iver, causing someone else to stumble, and he needs to do tshuva. He needs to make amends for what he did wrong. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.